the Mishnah in Daf Tzadvav Amud Aleph goes through the different measurements of the Shnei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim. And then the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda would give a Simon Shlatita, Rabbi Yehuda Amir Shlatita, Zadad Yahaz. Zadad and Yahaz, that is the Rosh HaTevis of the different Simonim of the Shnei Lechem and Lechem Apanim. And the Bar Tanur over here, the Rabbi, the Bar Tanur says, the Dark HaShol Yehuda, let's say Simonim, when it's Akhdash Bachav, he says we find that this was the Dark of Yehuda to give Simonim to remember things like we find that he did in the Haggadah by the Makkos, the Tzachadash Ba'akav. And it sounds like from the Rav that this was just a technical thing that Yehuda did. It was his derech to give simanim to help you remember things. And, you know, that's why he did it over here, just like he did it over there. There's a lot of Tyre said by the Makkos, what is the significance of the Tzachadash Ba'akav? What does it mean in different categories? V'chule. But it sounds like from the Rav that it was just Stam, that was his derech. That's what he would do b'chol makim in order to help you remember, just like he did over here. And there's nothing more than that. But it happens to be, even over here, there is a very interesting shot from the Tiferes Yisrael. He says there is a Dover Amak Merumas and the Simon of Zadad Yahaz as well. It has to have significance, or else it's not a Simon. And he says that Zadad is a Natrikan of Zadad. This is a Dad, Lashon of Shadayim, that the Beis Halachim, the Shtei Halachim, and Kabay Shadayim, Lahalik Baneh, Beis Zavas Chol, Vidvash, Kabay Shalmu Chazal, Avi Lepanei Beis Halachim Atzeres, Kiddush Yisvach Lechem HaPeres. So it's ending of being Yoinik, from the Shadayim, because through the Shtei Halachim we get bracha on the Peiros. And Yahaz is a lashon of Hayzim Shaychvim, which he brings from a pasuk in Yeshaya Chavav. Hashem Shalachem Apanim Meshunim Bezem we call them Menachos. They're different than other Menachos. Shem Nislaninim Beshaychvim Zayim Am Lashulchem Afin Lachim Ein Nefsal Belina. They lie down for many days on the Shulchan, and they're not Nefsal Belina, so they're Hayzim Shaychvim. They lay down, and Afal Bichim they're not Nefsal Belina. So Zadad Yahaz is a remnant of the Indian of Shtei Halachim and Lachem Apanim. But again, the pasuk says just a simon ba'alma. This one end off with a very interesting chiddush over here from the Piskei Taisus. On this Mishnah, Piskei Taisus says it's an ois reshal medalid. It's actually printed in Perkel Kol Karbanos Tzibur. But he writes over there on this Mishnah, Yehuda yiragel osei simanim. Yehuda would give simanim. The tzachadash v'achav is a dad yahaz. Mevim bikurim karen peseir akasu v'chumash. So he says, he brings three examples that where he did it. By the Tzachnash Bachav, over here by Zadad Yahaz, and also by the Mevim Bikurim, that they require Besarak Asu B'chumash. And Nachanam are very bothered, what's that last thing that he's saying, like, Abin Mevim Bikurim? Where do you find a simon over there? What's he referring to? What does he mean? It seems like a little bit of a Medrash Pliya. But I think the Pshat is L'chari Pashat, that if you look in the Haggadah Maimini, and the Nusach Haggadah of the Rambam, he brings also different simonim over there, like Abin the Makis, and he brings down from Rabbi Chananel, that the inin of the simanim is she'ashmeinon shebeseder hazayu karin mevim bikurim v'lokaseder shukasa b'tehillim. So in other words, what's in the simanim? So he says that the mevim bikurim would go through the parsha of Sibetzias Mitzrayim, and the question is, what was the seder of the makis? In Tehillim, there's one seder of the makis, in the chumash it's different. And the chiddush is Rabbi is saying that this is the seder they would use, the tzachadash v'chav, and not the seder of Tehillim, and that's the inin of that simon. So that's the chayra. All the Piskei Taisus means that Mevim Bikurim, Bikurim Beseder Akasa B'chumash, that's the meaning of that simon of the Tzachadash Bachav, to tell me that that's to remember how the Mevim Bikurim would say over the Makkos, which, again, we see another Chiddush, that those about the Bikurim didn't just say the Psukim that are in the Torah and Parshas Kisava, but they did elaborate, they did add a little, but they went through the Makkos, because those are things that are not written Beferish in the Psukim, but Afal Pichin, they're naming on both the Piskei Taisus and Haggadah Maimini, that they would say those things as well.